Welcome, guys.
Welcome back to the smoking couch.
Hey.
We're here with a special guest, Xavier.
What's up, guys?
We had a little bit of complaint that we weren't establishing who we are.
Yeah, like more of who we are and like what we're about.
I say we do it just like on the first day of school. Go around the class, say your name, say something you like.
Who's going first, man?
Would you like to start, Seth?
Which way's the rotation?
Oh, yeah. I guess we are pot smokers. We're going to be rotating.
Yeah.
I'll go first, then. My name is Gavin. I really like Motley Crue party style life. I like how they live. And I don't like a lot of things. I'm not a modern person, is what I'm saying. I'm a very odd one out.
Yo, get Seth. The shell.
What's that?
Get the shell.
The ashtray.
Oh, yeah, our ashtray is made up of a quartz shell. It's kind of cool. Anyways.
Alright.
Hi, I'm Seth. One thing about me is that I am a greaser. I like old style shit, old cars, knives.
Old fashioned shit.
Yep. And I'm a blacksmith. I make weapons and shit. I do metals and shit.
Xavier.
Yeah.
Alright, guys. My name is Xavier, man. I like drugs. I don't even know.
I like drugs. I love how that's
That's the only thing we really know about you right now is, hi, I'm Xavier.
I love very much like drugs.
Yes.
Don't ever ask me to work for D.A.R.E.
Mm-mm. Actually,
dude,
the person that used to go to D.A.R.E., or dude, the D.A.R.E. program at my fucking school loves me.
Really?
Yeah. She actually smoked a blunt.
You mean you never had Officer Christie?
Ew.
Apparently, everybody remembers Officer
Apparently,
Christie.
She was at my birth.
Bro.
Because she knew my grandmother.
Bro. Yo, she knew you were going to be a troublemaker. She was in that room staring at your mom, and she was just like, I
in
fucking
disgust.
Know it.
She was looking at in disgust.
That probably. Baby's going to come out not in a new diaper, but in a brand new set of cuffs.
Fuck.
I also like Lil Peep, nigga.
Yeah, I feel like Xavier, you are the most modern millennial-ish
person
here.
Have you ever played Fortnite?
You're the most updated person.
Yeah, I played Fortnite.
He's played Fortnite.
He's
that's
played
game
Fortnite.
Over.
He's there.
Game over.
But he does.
Fuck is that?
Fuck.
Is that an Amber
fuck
Alert?
Fuck the child.
In the middle of.
Sorry, guys. Technical difficulties.
I'm a bit upset about this.
What the fuck is that?
Check your
local media.
Local media? Mine was something Dallas Police.
And yeah. We're back!
Alright, welcome. So, what were we talking about beforehand?
Big fat doinks.
Okay.
You know how Xavier is a millennial?
I am.
Yes, Xavier, you are part of this generation.
Yeah, but I'm a different part of
Even
this generation,
though. Me and Seth, you know, Seth, I see it in you when you, you sort of have some of the qualities of modernism because, you know, you go to a very rich people prick school, so you're surrounded by that influence.
Yeah,
but at heart, I know you're a greaser.
Yeah. I mean, I even dressed greaser most of the year last year. Like, I was like, fuck it. People got gonna get pissed about that shit.
Yeah,
fuck
no,
them.
You were always wearing, like, clothes that you didn't yourself wear at school.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you wanna take a hit of mine?
Okay, let's try it around a little bit. Not Pineapple Express is pretty good, man.
That's not the Pineapple
is
Express.
It?
No.
Is it?
No.
It's the shitty one, dude.
Oh, what the fuck?
I haven't lit my Pineapple
it
Express
It tastes like some
yet.
Shit.
No, that's just... I'm pretty sure that's just Reggie, dude.
Is that just the wrap that I'm tasting, then?
Probably.
Yeah, vanilla.
Yeah,
vanilla
it tastes
shows
fucking
are
good.
Really good. Yeah, the cream?
Yes,
cream
it tastes
taste?
Really fucking good,
that's
dude.
What I love about rolling with these papers.
Oh, my bad.
That's
oh,
my
shit,
favorite.
shit, get that off of him. It's fire.
Some embers just fell on your leg.
Like, that's a fire, dude.
Anyways, sorry, guys. We, We got.
You see, a lot of this show is us just being high and goofing around.
Yeah, yeah. Some people were like, "Hey, we should pay more attention and stop being so quiet at one point." Bro. That's the funny part, really.
No, just sometimes I actually get that. I don't like it when there's a silence.
Yeah.
Because that just establishes that nobody knows what the fuck to talk about anymore.
I just noticed how boxes were.
That just isn't a good podcast. But, like, sometimes it's okay. If it's, like, an awkward silence or something and it becomes funny.
Yeah.
Then, you know.
Yo. And also, y'all were kind of complaining about the music, so we try to turn it down a little bit. We still need the music to, you know, vibe out and stuff.
We gotta have
keep it,
music.
To keep it flowing. To keep the positive
keep
shit
going.
Keep
the rhythm going.
We gotta keep it positive around here. This ain't no depressing shit.
No, if we start getting depressed, we're shutting off the podcast.
Yeah, no, someone's gonna start crying, and we don't need that shit here. What's up?
So don't nobody talk about Iron Man.
I'll hit you.
You, shut up!
No, I love you 3000.
No, shut up! Dude.
Fuck.
I'm so sorry.
Here we go again.
God damn it. Back to amateur hour.
Hey guys, how's it going? Depressed shit here.
Hey guys, here you go. Emo tendencies here.
Room is kind of boxed at this point, ain't it?
That's what I was mentioning, dude.
When did you say that?
A hot minute ago.
Oh, shit.
So now we've teleported to a sauna.
Oh, dude, my whole room's a sauna now.
Yeah.
This is how it works.
Yes.
Dude, everybody.
We're going on a trip on our favorite couch. Going to places.
Our favorite sauna couch.
Sauna couch, guys.
You ever wanted to intercourse in a sauna?
No, not really.
Seems like a good intercourse, you know?
I feel like that's a big workout thing.
Bro.
I bet there's a religion
Dude,
for
every
that.
Sex with me is a Bro. Workout, man. When you try to please a woman more than yourself as much as I do, becomes a really...
Hard workout.
It becomes a really hard workout, yeah.
You're not wrong. Okay, I'll give you that.
When you're, like,
you
going at
sweat.
It... Yeah, when you start to sweat, that's when you know it starts to get a little heated.
But I'm fine with it, man.
Yeah, I just keep fucking rolling.
Yeah, you just gotta keep doing it.
It's all about her pleasure. She'll never come back, you know?
You just gotta keep
doing
it.
Some guys are all about just getting laid.
Dude, you just gotta do it till the bitch bleeds.
Yo.
It's not real sex unless she ends up in a coma on life support.
Or needs life alert after.
Okay, guys, yeah, that's the topic right now, apparently.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
So, Rick and Morty season 4.
We talked about that last podcast.
We need to go live at some point. Mm-hmm. Like, because that's how a lot of things keep rolling.
We go on Twitch.
We
might move to Twitch, like we said.
Dude, we need to set up a Twitter account people can ask people questions. I mean, us questions. We can answer
a good
them
idea,
on the
Gavin.
Fucking podcast.
I'll work on that after the podcast.
Q&A.
I'll attach when we post the video, I'll attach a Twitter link. Can you shut the fuck up?
I'm dying.
Stop dying.
I'm trying to shame plug here.
Die quieter.
This is good.
I'm trying
weed.
To shame
Consider
plug.
It.
This is good.
I'm trying
weed.
To shame plug. Anyway, shut up, Xavier. Anyway, sorry guys, I'm back.
Sponsor cats.
Anyway, so what we're thinking is like, I'll attach a Twitter link to the link to the video. And then y'all go follow that Twitter, and we'll start. And you can start asking us questions. And we'll read the next one, where we'll ask y'all for like what shit we should talk about. We'll get a good page going. All right, Xavier. You know what? I'm gonna fucking shove you in the damn closet. Like your sexuality. I swear to God.
No, I'm not. I'm not in the.
He's
closet.
He's not in the closet.
I'm out of the closet.
Me and him have made out before, Seth.
Yes.
We have made out.
Breaking
before.
News! Hi, Killer Keemstar here. Let's get right into the news. Apparently, Gavin and Xavier have done the nasty.
Not done the nasty, actually.
No.
Very closely got to doing the nasty.
People are going to take Duke, you're serious right now. I'm not.
I really hope they do, because this is just me speaking my mind right now.
You want to fuck Xavier?
No, I'm saying that almost happened. When we first met, I almost, like, considered, should I have sex with this guy?
Do you know it's everybody?
I mean, a little bit.
Okay.
Sometimes I'm not sure. No.
You were too close.
You were a definite no.
Ah.
Don't worry about that.
Good.
You were really close. You were a lot.
I didn't mean to.
It's alright, cool.
Someone's definitely on my list is Jimmy.
Oh my god,
I
back to this again.
Swallow that
so,
man alive.
If y'all guys
you would
know
swallow
us
his kids.
And our group. We got this guy named Jimmy right now who's...
Oh, yeah. He'll be on the show eventually.
Yeah, hopefully he doesn't, you know, go do his military thing.
Oh, yeah. He's joining the Marines. That's...
But, anyways...
Fuck with ROTC shit.
Anyways, yeah. So, like, we'll have the guys over here and shit. And we'll be chilling out. You know, we'll have more guests on. Soon, we might have another podcast people on.
True.
They wanted to come on and join us. Yeah. We got a message from another podcaster. And they're like, hey, do y'all want to hang out with us? Or can we come on yours? You can come on yours one day. I was like, fuck it. Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah.
We're like, yeah, so...
I definitely want to get to that stuff more after we do a few of the episodes of just us and, like, the whole group. We need time to introduce everybody first. So they know who's the main group.
We need to bring the whole group on one day.
No, we couldn't do that. That'd be way too many people.
That's a challenge, but I'm willing to accept it.
I mean, we can try it, but I mean... dude, you need some life support.
No, dude. I don't need life support, dude.
Like, honestly, not gonna lie, you sound like you don't.
I need oxygen.
Guys, help us support Xavier's non-breathing addiction.
In the arms of the angel.
For 50 cents a day, you can help this Xavier stop coughing. Send him some nice oxygen. Please.
Please, God, help me. I need it.
Just pennies a day.
He's literally the one at the beginning of the podcast said, like, I love drugs. And now he's the one dying from them in the corner.
Do you have any more coke?
What?
John Cena.
Dun, 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 dun.
Dude, no. Back when me and Damon used to hang out a lot,
if you don't know who Damon is, he's one of our close relatives, but he doesn't really hang out with us much, though. We're trying to make him come back. Maybe we want to have him on the show one day. Y'all might like Damon.
Maybe. Okay.
Damon's pretty cool.
But, pretty much, I forgot what I was talking about is what happened. And now I'm just probably gonna stumble off into my own shame.
What?
I'm dying is what I'm saying.
Why?
I forgot what I was gonna say. Somebody remind me.
I don't remember.
Shit.
I don't know.
Xavier, no.
What?
Nobody knows what I was talking about.
That's your fault.
God damn it, I wish we were live so we could ask the audience.
Guys, if you remember what we were talking about, can you remind us in a share text?
Yeah, like 3 days later, we'll be so fucking happy when finally somebody comments.
Yeah, if you can decrypt our weird language. There is a secret way, too, but we can't tell you till you know you...
It's called psychopath.
No.
Shh. Oh, yeah. My bad.
Anyway.
Life support.
What?
Life support.
Yeah, again... Xavier needs life support.
We gotta get that guy one of those, like, breather things that, like, feels like you're squishing a stress ball. You know? Like you're pumping fucking air into the dude. Or growl. Girl.
Don't be sexist.
I'm shit.
God damn, we have female viewers.
Look at how boxed it is in here.
Hmm?
Look at how boxed it is in here, guys.
I know, it looks fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of this. Every podcast is this box. Seth, don't zone out.
What's up?
Don't zone out.
Sorry, guys. I was...
That's against the fucking rules.
Oh, shit. Anyway, so I was thinking that we do some shit and figure it out.
That's some good advice, my friend. That is, I don't know. I'm going to put that on my gravestone, you motherfucker.
You know what I want?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, guys, y'all going to tell me if I'm right and Gavin's just wrong.
You know what I want on my gravestone?
Pussies.
Needed life support.
But the viewers were assholes and it wouldn't help.
Yes. Also, #IEatPussy.
#IEatPussy.
I don't think your mom's gonna be okay with
it. Is somebody gonna really print that? It's like the dude that prints those really okay with that. He's just sitting there going like, yep, same shit as always.
Hey, someone made Hitler's plaque. So I think he'd be just fine.
Someone made what?
Hitler's, like, gravestone. If you're someone who had to make
Hitler's grave... Wait, was Hitler scattered at sea? Because I know most bad guys are scattered at sea.
I don't remember. Someone looked that up.
Xavier, can you do me a fat motherfucking favor? And Google that.
Fucking hit the
ball. While we ramble.
Fucking hit the
ball. Anyways,
you have
so
a
until,
in your
so want, until we figure out exactly ball, so. What happened to Hitler and his ashes and whatnot, let's talk about...
Hey, Siri.
I'm usually a history buff.
Are bad this guys... Is... What? What are you saying? What was it? Hey, Siri.
No... Okay.
This is us trying to figure out technology.
God damn it, I was trying.
Motherfuck. Let me hit the block.
Alright, hold this. Jesus fucking Christ.
You got two.
Alright.
You got this.
I'm gonna slap you in your bitch mouth, Seth. Shut.
God damn, Gavin.
Relax, dude.
It picks up everything.
Guys, I'm kind of scared of Gavin right now. He might try to kill me on television.
No, he's scared of Gavin. Just hand him his blood back.
Exactly. God damn it.
So he can feel safe.
Shut up.
Bronchitis. You know what? Take your shitty bugs. Someone's gonna turn you into a robot and murder you. iPhone. Away from here. While I Google on my freedom phone.
What is that?
Freedom phone.
It's a freedom phone.
What's a freedom phone?
It's a Motorola. It's
a Motorola is the new decade of freedom.
If you're all those other places you can't fucking trust.
If you're an anarchist or a hypocrite or just downright don't
Motorola.
If you're downright just don't want the government to know what you're doing, buy a Motorola.
That could be a commercial, dude. That
Motorola, there you go.
Eat Motorola.
Eat a dick.
No, dude, can we do it like a Ram commercial, like narrated by Sam Elliott? like...
You thought this punk was tough? Well, look at this. Motorola.
No, you know what? No, it's not even a Motorola. It's a Nokia.
A Nokia?
Oh my god. Fuck. Okay.
A Nokia.
If y'all guys don't know what a Nokia is, y'all are some dumb people. You can literally drill in a complete hole through the screen of a Motorola. Not a Motorola, a fucking...
A Motorola. No, it's back to the commercial. We're still promoting Motorola. Fuck Nokia, it was a twist, motherfucker. Your Snapchat.
And we're back. Sorry, guys. There was some technical difficulties. The broadcasting machine fell over and... Xavier started screaming. Gavin started screaming. There was a whole tizzy.
There was like a really bad scuffle.
Yeah.
And we don't have the funding to animate it for you, but let me tell you, boy, it was intense.
There was a big old Scrabble game going on.
Fire swords were had.
Hearts were broken.
Hearts were broken.
Bitches.
Were Love fucked. Lines were made.
Bitches were fucked.
Welcome to the misadventures of. The smoking couch.
No. Dude. In the deep dark lair of the Batman. Shit. Fuck those videos. We went quiet.
What happened?
We broke the fucking rule.
Your Everybody mom broke the rule.
That's it was an awkward said. Silence, and now I'm gonna have to sexually intercourse your fathers, all of them.
Seppuku.
No, do not.
I'm a commit seppuku.
Shit, we're having a light attack. Everybody, chill the hell. Hey, chill out.
All right, chill. We're all chill.
Everybody,
we're chill.
Out.
We're chill. All
right.
I was just trying to hit my blood at first.
They probably. The viewers can guess that we're already just a little bit up there.
Listen, it's not just our fault.
A little bit.
It's Trump's fault.
That's the point of the smoking couch. And you know what? If you don't like
life
it,
support,
if you
out.
Don't appreciate
stop
it,
talking
the
about
use of
fucking
marijuana,
life support.
I'm fucking
what
dying,
are you doing?
Sir.
Watching
Help me.
A show called The Smoking Couch.
Yeah, what he said.
You
guess we're listening?
Yeah.
Dude, I thought I was talking to myself and I just rolled with it.
No, man, you're talking to all of us. You're talking to the viewers now. The viewers, I hope y'all understand that this is a brilliant man.
This is a brilliant man. I like brilliant men.
Who doesn't love brilliant men in life?
Brilliant.
So, speaking of brilliant men, you think it's possible to smoke this lighter?
Probably not. Try it. Here, go ahead. You got it. You're so smart.
Which end should I light?
I don't remember.
I don't know.
Which everyone thinks won't hurt.
I think I'll do the metal, because then it'll heat up, and then I'll, like, smash it on the table.
Like you're smoking crack? So it, like,
melts into the lighter, like, through the plastic,
so,
and then explodes on impact, and I'll only have a second to inhale all of it.
So let me ask you a question.
Huh?
Are you smoking crack?
Look.
Was that smack?
I'm really overly confident right now.
Do it.
You got
this. There's no way I'm gonna be able to do it, but I'm willing to fuck up.
All of us are with you, even the viewers. They want you to smoke that lighter.
Do
it. Right, Xavier?
Yes, do it.
Do it. You know what? You know what? Can we do that? Can we make a special on the podcast where we actually go outside somewhere and try that? Like, just stupid lighter
just
shit.
Fucking do it.
No. I don't want to explode in my room. I sleep here. Okay. This is my safe place.
Oh, door in the kitchen.
But fuck the... That's where I get my food. That's like half of my life.
Throw it in the living room.
Lighter. Bro, please.
Do you need one?
Yeah.
Yo, Gavin, I know you can throw it. Gavin, I know you can throw it.
Where?
In the closet.
No.
No. No. In the closet.
Still no.
Why not?
Because there's piping and wiring and shit down there.
And?
It's gonna explode.
And? Is it that what you wanted?
No.
The viewers will agree with me.
I quite like my Hulu. And my Netflix.
You got a phone?
No! Then the Wi-Fi is still out, you motherfucker.
You not have data?
Yeah.
Oh, god damn, you'd just love for me to use all my data, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yo, bro, someone...
To be honest, I forgot why I'm arguing. But I'm gonna keep it going for as long
pause
as you...
Pause that shit for a second, bro.
Pause what shit?
We can't pause the stream. You gotta. Pause. If you gotta go make a call, you get the fuck out of this room or go in the quiet closet.
I'm gonna just chill here.
Don't call nobody.
Don't make calls.
Your phones are supposed to be silent.
Calls kill podcasts.
Right?
That's...
Rule one on podcasting. Don't let your phone go off.
I fucking tore my mermaid lighter.
Why?
It was an accident. Dude. I forgot what I was doing.
Now we gotta bury it.
No.
We gotta bury it.
Going in the quiet closet.
Okay, Xavier will be right back. You have to go to the quiet closet. God. Gavin, it's going to be okay right now.
Nope.
Listen, talk to...
There's no hope, Seth.
Listen, talk to the viewers. Talk to the viewers. It's okay.
We're going to die.
It's okay.
This is how it ends.
Listen, buddy, you're making everyone sad.
How am I making everyone sad?
Because you're not happy.
Everybody just
put the knife down.
I like Christmas a whole lot.
That's good. Now, do you like Christmas enough not to kill anyone and not be on the naughty list?
I'm not going to kill anyone.
You're lying.
That was never part of the thing. I was just gonna skin my lighter and bury her in the fucking yard. Or would you rather me flush her down the toilet like a goldfish?
Holy shit.
I mean, shit.
What the fuck did I come back to?
I mean, shit, the new Ariel, bro. She needs a new friend.
Oh, yeah, the new Ariel. Let's talk about that and get off this topic.
Okay.
Bro, I looked over here and it looked like everything was like a fucking mist.
That is awesome.
Welcome
I
to the smoking couch.
The couch of the smoke.
Welcome to our high flying experience. Watch the fucking ashtray.
My bad, I didn't mean to.
Bro, if you spill that on my bed,
spilled it on me, I'll kill you.
I'm going to molest your left knee.
My left knee.
Your left.
Yo,
knee.
We can't talk about that this podcast.
Why not?
That's kind of bad.
It's worse than the C word.
Yeah.
You know what?
It is better than the C word.
I thought you guys were with me on this whole freedom thing.
Oh,
nobody
I
should
was.
Give a fuck anymore.
Yeah, true.
Should I say
I'm
it?
Not censoring myself.
Should I say it?
Don't say the C word.
Do not say us. That word.
That's with us. You cannot. Okay, so there's this certain word that we cannot say. And if you say it, the whole group that we're in go like has a whole freak out. Like you just said,
like the N word. Flip shit over.
Like you said the N word, or
you can like, say the N word here.
It's our no what?
No, yeah. We can't. Not on live television.
Sir,
don't say
actually
it.
No. Xavier don't. Can't censor himself. He's part of that group. He's allowed to say it. I have are my N word pass.
I don't think that's how that works.
I actually have black in me.
I don't know.
Two of my uncles are black.
I don't think that's how that works.
It doesn't matter.
My dad was black and Mexican.
Damon's black Dutch. Which isn't really black, but you know, he likes to say it.
I think he's just down. But that's okay, we still love him. Anyways, what are we talking about?
N-word pass.
We, me and Xavier.
Oh yeah, the
C word.
Don't say the C word.
Don't say the C word.
Do not.
Can I borrow the lighter?
Don't touch my lighter.
I was asking if I could borrow it.
No.
Can I borrow a light again?
Hmm?
Can I borrow a light again?
What happened to the one we gave you?
I threw it back.
Where's you gave him back the lighter.
Yeah, I threw it back.
Anyways, you cannot, guys, you cannot say the C word. If you say the C word, you get totally freaked out on it.
And we can't tell you what it is.
Yeah. Either. If you can guess it, though, if you send us...
If you can guess it,
hey,
here. We will let you come on the show and say it.
Yeah.
While the whole group screams at you.
Yeah, that's the good thing.
You will have that type of
airtime. We'll put it on the Twitter page.
You will be a celebrity guest.
Yeah, we'll put it on the Twitter page, and you get... How many tries?
For what?
To say, to guess the C word. How many tries do they get?
Oh, just one.
You
it's
get
like a raffle, man.
Yeah, you get one chance.
Take this shit seriously.
To figure out the C word. If you figure it out, we'll message you. We'll let you come over or wherever we go next to film. Because we might film in a different place, but we'll probably film here. If you want to come, it'd be great. You can get yelled at, and we might, you know, hang out with you and let you chill on the podcast. And
penis.
Fat butts.
Weed.
Yeah, penis. What the other guy
penis.
Said,
weed.
Not what Gavin
weed.
Said.
Penis.
Weed.
Penis.
Weed. Penis.
Weed. Penis.
Penis.
Weed.
Penis.
Silence.
Pussy, pussy, marijuana. Pussy, marijuana.
Okay, now you can shut up.
Okay, thanks. Thank you for that.
I know you are.
Thank you for that.
So, we should think of something to do. What is a fun activity that we can do right now? During the podcast.
Throw spears at shit.
Throw spears at shit.
If people would send us... If people would, you know, send me and Gavin questions, we would answer them on the podcast.
Yeah, we already talked about the Q&A part in
part one. Yeah, so y'all should, you know, start doing that, please. That'd be great. It'd be...
Oh, my eyes burn.
Why do you sound so mean?
They do look
you
grateful.
Sound like you're like
you're
passive
lying.
Aggressively bullying them in middle school.
I might be.
You sound like they walked into the bathroom and you like were there and you locked the door. So I hear you've been asking a lot of questions, huh? Did you tell the principal on me? I know you did, you little punk. You ever seen that episode of South Park, man?
Yeah.
That's funny as hell.
What?
We love South Park here.
Oh, yeah. No, but, yeah, no, if you should definitely give us some fucking questions. Is that passive-aggressive enough for you?
Perfect.
Fantastic.
Perfect.
Seth for president, 2040.
Seth for president.
2040.
Dude.
Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah.
You got my vote.
Yeah, I'll fucking vote for you.
Okay, guys, here we go. The revolution has begun.
Yep.
Paul Revere.
The power within.
Yeah.
What the hell?
We have no life.
Yeah, honestly.
It's the fucking truth. And I knew it. I fucking knew it, but I didn't want to accept it. Oh, God.
Oh my god, we've already been doing this for 11 okay, minutes.
Huh?
Are you okay again?
Mentally? Wait. Fuck no.
Hey, don't go down that road. Hey, don't go down that road.
What road?
The depressing road.
We just talked about not censoring ourselves.
We're not going down the depressing road.
What? I said physically,
that's not depressing.
Sir.
Okay, fine. What'd
that's
you say?
Humor.
I said physically, sir.
How are you feeling physically?
Physically?
Uh-huh.
I hurt a lot all over.
God damn it, you're just a bundle of mess.
I really am. Dude, it's just because I'm really unhealthy, man. Like, there's so many things wrong with me. But the thing is, I don't give a shit. That's why it's not depressing. Because I don't care.
But they don't know that.
I'm telling them.
You heard it here, folks. Be a dick.
I love being depressed, you know? I love being open about being depressed.
You like writing in your journal at the top of the staircase while the football team practices.
Fuck you.
And then end up getting knocked down the stairs by the football team.
Yeah.
Dude.
With like...
Why did I imagine Robbie from Gravity Falls?
Yes!
That's exactly what I was thinking. And then like... Oh my god, did he like do that to you? Oh my god, dude, guys, Gravity Falls, man. I loved that show.
Gravity Falls is a great show.
Dude, you know, I'm really sad about Gravity Falls because you know how they did that whole Bill Cipher statue in real life manhunt thing?
Yeah.
And they dropped all the clues about it. Well, when people found it, eventually, like recently, they took it down. Like, it's not there anymore.
Really?
Because it was on private land.
Damn.
Like, I wanted to see that shit in real life. I thought that would be a great friend's adventure. Yeah?
Yeah. Damn, guys, that's kind of sad. And if y'all want to look into that, go on YouTube and look up some stuff you don't know what we're talking about.
Oh, dude, yeah, that is sick. Let's promote Gravity Falls for a second.
Yeah, honestly,
that show is
Gravity Falls is the shit.
Full of conspiracies.
Yeah, and like,
different... I, for one, love that conspiracy shit. Like, this and Series of Unfortunate Events.
That was a good show.
Slim, love
that. Lemony Snicket, alright, his books and his authenticity of how he makes mystery and how he forms his language.
And the mindset of the VFD is so great, and it's packed full of real, true statements.
We literally sound like... Hang on, let me stop you for a second. We literally sound like we're in a book fair commercial on the TV.
Yes.
Dude... We're housewives in a book club.
I oh just God. Simply love Lemony Snickets.
Can you pass me the roach clip, bro?
The roach clip? Yeah. Deal is, you gotta keep the conversation going.
Yeah, all you right, can't just be quiet.
So, how's everybody doing, man?
We've already established that. We're talking about Netflix series right now.
Oh, man.
There you go, man.
Oh, shit. All how right, the fuck I'm does back. This work?
Look.
Anyways. You unhook it. So, hey, keep the conversation going. What are you doing?
Yeah. Huh?
Keep the conversation going.
I thought you were talking.
I was, and I asked you a question.
What did you ask me?
I asked you, like, what was your favorite Netflix series?
What was my favorite Netflix series?
How the fuck did you do that?
There's so many. What?
How the fuck did you do that?
You separate them.
He did it. He's just dumb.
Okay. But there's so many that I really love on Netflix.
Yeah.
Like... Series of Unfortunate Events, obviously, and then other things like Daredevil and Jessica Jones are on there, and Lucifer.
Lucifer is a badass.
I started watching Lucifer when it was coming out on Fox.
Oh yeah, definitely. And, you got me into that show, dude. I watched like.
I got a lot of people into that show. I was spreading the good word. You know what I mean? Like that show made me that happy. It brought me a lot of happiness, and it's not over yet.
True.
You guys can still, like, get with it. You're not far behind if you guys choose to go watch it.
Yeah, and they're really good in the plot. It starts off slow a little bit. You gotta get
but
into it.
But shit picks up so
quick.
Fast.
Like, you won't even fucking know.
Out of nowhere, and it is such a good storyline.
Like, one minute you think everything's good, and then BAM!
Yep,
it throws you
down.
For a loop. Yeah,
it throws you for a loop.
A whole 360 no scope.
I wouldn't go that far. I don't really know about that.
Mom, get the camera. Bruh.
No, okay, guys, hang on. Let's talk about video games for a second.
Fallout 4.
Fallout 4.
I fucking love that
Most game. Beautiful game.
Yes. I could play it for hours.
Yeah, same.
Days. Weeks. Actually, it was the only game I played for a very, very long time. And then... It broke... I think I lost it in the move. And then... I had to settle for buying Skyrim. No, it was already downloading on my Xbox. So I downloaded Skyrim, and then that was my addiction.
Yeah.
And then I finally got a new thing of Fallout. And then now my Xbox is broken.
So usually Seth brings his PlayStation sometimes. But if we usually don't bring the PlayStation, guys, honestly, you know, it's coming back. Minecraft. It's back. Yes.
Minecraft. Hell.
It's guys. Back. It's 2019.
You know what? To me, it was never gone. I don't know what anybody's talking about.
Just because a couple of YouTubers fucked it up and
chill. We watched porn. A lot of child, you know, people porn. We used to look up to and watch their videos after school, you know?
One of them might or may not have been a melon.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Oh, you done fucked up.
Oh, damn.
You. You brought that shit back up. You know, let's get off that shit.
No, wait. Actually, you know, I do have to mention one thing every time somebody brings this up. My favorite joke of his was on a Cops and Robbers, where he says, "I'm not going to hurt you. I'm just going to beat you until I can't breathe no more.
Up top, dude. If y'all know who that is...
I'm sorry.
Don't put me on drama alert.
Oh, God. We
talk about fucking Rust.
Rust?
Oh, my God. No.
Rust.
No.
Rust
no.
is my shit, dude.
Oh, no. Not Rust, dude. I fucking hate that map. That's where every...
Wait, what
kid who could not... Who snuck the game into the collection of games that he got for his birthday for his mom. And they scanned it, and they're like, "All right, Mommy, can I get this game?" They're like, "Yeah." Most kids, that's how they got...
The same game?
Yeah. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the open world. Like, you fucking walk around as a... You spawn as a naked on the beach.
Wait, what?
Rust?
Yeah.
I have no idea. I still have no idea.
Rust is a map in Call of Duty.
I'm just staring blankly.
Rust is a game.
Nodding and smiling is always a beautiful black
thing. What the fuck? It's a bomb-ass game.
I thought you were talking about Rust on Call of Duty.
No, dude.
Like, that's where most, like,
squeakers... Oh, the map?
Yeah, that's where most squeakers went and solved their... Who's better at quickscoping beef?
No, you see, I was never that player.
Yeah.
I was never on live, and I never did those rounds. It was always team deathmatch with me, or bots, or just zombies. In, like, regular zombies, because I couldn't afford DLCs. I've never been a true gamer. Mostly because I couldn't afford it.
I have every DLC on Black Ops 2.
Of course you do.
I got, like, two of them.
But I had money.
Yeah, exactly.
I got two of them. You know, you can always come over to my house and chill. And
I know.
We can record a podcast there, too.
Hey, we can do that.
And whenever it became backwards compatible on the Xbox One, tell me if y'all want that. I bought everything.
What?
Whenever it became backwards compatible on Xbox One is whenever I fucking bought everything on Black Ops 2.
Yo, can we talk about Saints Row?
We gotta wrap it up soon. We can put on about like a couple more. We gotta wrap it up though, because we're getting too long.
No, we agreed that our podcast would be 30 minutes, remember?
Yeah, and remember we had another podcast that was...
Yeah, but that was just a part one. This is a whole nother episode.
Oh, okay, cool.
Fuck it.
Because we had technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties.
Because we're getting a twofer.
Fuck.
And we're out of weed.
We're not out of weed. No one's ever out of weed.
Don't ever say that.
How dare you bring that blasphemy into my home.
Give me the weed.
Where I sleep.
Where he slumbers.
Where my wife... sleeps.
Oh, why are you pointing
where
at me?
My kid play with their toys.
You're in trouble now, bitch.
He has like the Godfather.
Yeah.
I love the Godfather. It's a good ass.
Don't move. Trilogy. I got a gun.
Hey.
Oh shit, dude. Relax.
I fling the roach clips at you, and you got really scared.
Yeah, because...
You were really intimidated by that.
No, look at my finger. Look at my finger.
Oh, yeah, you got a cut on your finger. How deep is that bad boy?
It's kind of deep.
Kind of deep? Kind of deep or bad deep?
Don't worry about it.
Looks like you got a flamethrower.
You're running out my lighters. That is not your lighter to run out. I win. Bitch, nigga.
Whoa! Whoa!
Wait a minute. That's not bitch, the C word. Nigga. I have my N word pass.
Alright.
I know my rights.
But not everybody knows that you have your N word.
I mentioned it earlier.
He did.
It doesn't.
He did.
I will post it on social media.
We'll post it on our Twitter.
Let's all post it on our Twitter. Let's post our N word passes.
Yeah.
So people know that we don't have censorship.
I ain't saying either if I have one or not, I'm still not saying it.
Nigga.
I mean, I say it sometimes accidentally.
Nigerian.
I don't think that's
like,
okay.
Sometimes it goes with the conversation. I don't think that's okay. Sometimes it's in the flow.
What's up, G?
And I, yeah, see, like, sort of that. If people are talking to me like that, then, yeah, I'm gonna sort of talk like that back to stay on their good side. That's how I make friends, guys.
Gang up.
I act like them when I'm around them. Well, a certain few people. It's a sad truth, but it's the truth.
Yeah, not everyone, not any of your with friends me? That see those are gonna question your friendship.
With me, you just
guys,
hell of a lot of weed.
You want to talk about it? Let's talk about it. I'll explain to you exactly where you are. Because as far as Grandpa's concerned, you're both pieces of shit.
Oh my god, are you going to expose all
I can
all
prove
your...
it mathematically.
Are you going to expose all your friends right now?
Get my whiteboard. This has been a long time coming.
We talked about it. We never got one.
Has nobody gotten my Rick and Morty
I did
reference?
Get your reference. That's
oh,
why
did you
I
get
said
it?
Explain.
You kept going. I thought, like, you just thought I was actually saying that.
No, I know exactly what you're talking about. Because I don't think you're really my granddad.
No.
Xavier has no idea what the fuck's going on. He's over here.
I don't think any of us do.
I don't even think they know what's going on. We've been rambling.
I am so
sorry about this.
I think we got a little bit too high for this one.
Yeah, guys, this is
like,
a...
none of us can focus right now. It's impossible. We are...
So, guys, I'm so sorry about this one. We might post this one. Are we gonna post it?
We gotta post it.
I mean, we sorta gotta. I'm probably gonna catch a lot of shit for it.
What do you mean?
For all the shit I've said.
That's okay.
People who get mad over small things like that, you know?
Yeah, I understand that.
Millennials is what I'm saying.
Alright, we'll see you guys later. That was Xavier on the podcast, and even though he didn't really say shit.
I'm sorry, I got way too fucking high at the first
I'm
day.
Seth.
Yeah.
And beforehand.
I am the guy who's gonna regret this in the morning.
AKA Gavin. And we're out. See you guys.